This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Elena Hange Giddings passed away at 70 in Bauxite. Elena was the second president of Acorn Nationally and initially emerged as an Acorn leader in the fight to modify the Wilbur Mills Expressway, which relocated her house near MacArthur Park. The CEO of Mozilla resigned after 2 weeks because of problems with his contribution to anti-gay referenda in California. David Letterman called his boss and said he was out in 2015 from late night after a record 33 years. The feds approved a handheld device that can save lives in a drug crisis. Turkish High Court forces government to turn Twitter back on, but YouTube still off the air. A Democratic state senator in California was arrested for gun running to the Philippines. The online enrollment for the state exchange in Hawaii for affordable care was subsidized by $205 million from the federal government, but always had problems, enrolling only 7,600 people at a cost of $27,000 per customer. The Justice Department settled with Anadarko Oil for $5.1 billion for them to clean up toxic pollution sites and pay off thousands of personal injury claims. A judge has ordered the government to return money and luxury cars en route to China for lack of evidence of illegality on resale for 2 to 3 times the value to the market there. Research by economists led by Alan Krueger finds that only 10% of workers laid off for an extended time between 2008 and 2012 have returned to full-time employment. The European Union has approved firm, tough net neutrality rules for 28 countries in the Union. 24 racehorses die weekly at American tracks. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.